Prime Minister Nicholas Braffert singles out drugs as his main concern. And the Shashamane Rastafarian community in Ethiopia seeks technical and skilled assistance.
As this crisis situation develops here in the West, then I think more and more black people in general will become conscious to the fact that, look, the only alternative is Africa.
I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Gulf crisis is continuing to take its toll on Caribbean economies. Since last Thursday, Suriname has been confronted with a fuel shortage that has led to long lines at gas stations and rationing of the available stock. A number of service stations, mainly those run by Shell, have been closed for almost a week now. Shell says they're completely without fuel because of delays to shipments. This report from Chantal van Binnendijk in Paramaribo.
This is causing an increased demand on the Esso and Texaco service stations here, in spite of repeated reassurances by the government that fuel supply is guaranteed. But fuel consumers prefer to keep on the safe side and rather defy the long lines where they have to wait 1 or 2 hours before they can buy some gas. Suriname's current fuel problem is not entirely caused by the Gulf crisis, but is partly due to arrears in foreign exchange payments to oil suppliers in Trinidad and Venezuela.